Our gospel today seems to be a bit of a confusing one. The fathers of the church recognize that there are many ways we can interpret Scripture, what they call the senses of Scripture. And the most important one is the literal sense. What does the text actually say? And if we look just at the literal sense of today's gospel, it looks like Jesus is not being very nice. I mean, there's a woman whose daughter is ill and comes to Jesus, and maybe she's heard that he's driven out demons in other places, and she just wants help for her daughter, and so she earnestly asks Jesus for help. And it says that Jesus will not even talk to her. Finally, the disciples want to just say, "Send her away. She's bothering us." Just seems to get worse. And finally, Jesus even says to her, when she just says, "Please help me," Jesus says, "Well, it's not right to give the food of the children and throw it to dogs." Jesus ends by calling the woman a dog. What on earth is going on? And then somehow it all winds up a sentence later, and he's saying, "Oh, woman, great is your faith." This is a bit confusing at best if we just try to look at the literal words. Granted, careful analysis and scripture study can help us, but the fathers of the church also refer to another sense of scripture, which they call the spiritual sense. What's the spiritual and deeper theological meaning that's going on behind this text? And if we look there, we can start to see a little bit of why this text was so beloved by the early church, especially the non-Jewish Gentile people. You see, we need to have a little bit of geography, because in this reading, no detail is small and unimportant. It says to begin with that Jesus is leaving Israel and going out to the land of Tyre and Sidon. Now, if you were to take some place that maybe you know where it's at, like Nazareth, up in Galilee in the north, by the Sea of Galilee, if you were to go straight west to the Mediterranean Sea, right there on the coast, that would be about where Tyre is at. And if you were to go about, 45 miles north or so from there, also on the coast, there would be Sidon. These are two Mediterranean coastal cities in what would be the ancient land of Phoenicia. And that's important because it's not Israel. It's not the Promised Land. In fact, these are two of the cities that Joshua failed to conquer when they entered the Promised Land, and they remained, even to the day of Jesus, Canaanite and not Israel. So that's why there's this Canaanite woman that comes out to meet Jesus. The important thing here is that she is not Jewish. She's not a part of God's chosen people, not a part of the family to whom the covenants were given. She's very much an outsider, one that the Israelites would have referred to as a dog. The Gentiles were referred to as dogs because they were seen as lower almost than human, being outside the covenant family. And so that's the context in which Jesus is bringing up this popular objection that it is not right to give the food of the children, namely they would have seen the children of Israel, and throw it to dogs, the Gentiles. So Jesus is just kind of bringing up this popular objection. But as I read the church fathers on this particular passage, they all seem to focus in on the movement of the woman and Jesus. Because we begin this passage by saying that Jesus is going out to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Jesus is leaving Israel and going out. And at the same time, notice that the woman, it says, is also coming out. She's leaving Tyre and Sidon and goes out to meet Jesus. On the spiritual level, the fathers of the church see that Tyre and Sidon therefore represent sin, separation from God, the Gentile people. And notice that the woman is leaving Tyre and Sidon. Spiritually speaking, she's coming out of the darkness of sin, separation from God, and she's drawing towards God. They see, therefore, in this Canaanite woman a great symbol of all the Gentiles, all the non-Jews. Indeed, Paul today in our second reading calls himself the apostle to the Gentiles. And he has to be that because ultimately in God's providence, It was the fact that the Israelites rejected his teaching, that they didn't want to accept Jesus, that in the scriptures, they in many ways allowed things to fall from the table. They just let the promises fall like scraps from the table. And in that context comes this Gentile woman that says, "Can't I at least have the scraps that fall?" In that context, now we can start to see why Jesus praises her faith so much. She, a non-Israelite, gets it, and she wants it. She has this great desire for God. Indeed, that's what is meant to be stirred up in all of us, a desire for God. In fact, in meditating on this passage, St. Augustine, the great father of the church, says something very important. He says that the woman is ignored at first, not that mercy might be denied, but that desire might be enkindled. Not that mercy might be denied, but that desire might be enkindled, and that humility might be praised. What is the result of this woman's encounter with Jesus? This apparent dismissal, not talking to her. Does she give up? No, it increases her desire. She goes on, "Lord, please help me." Ultimately, we're meant to see ourselves in this woman. Probably not many of us were born Jewish. We are Gentiles by birth. We are the fulfillment then of what is sung about in our psalm, "O God, let all the nations praise you." That's what this Canaanite woman represents then. She is, spiritually speaking, mother of all the Gentiles, the first to come to Jesus. The interesting thing here, as she goes out from Tyre and Sidon, leaving sin and death behind, what do we find? We find that Jesus is also going out to meet her. That's a beautiful image for the spiritual life. Is it hard work? Does it take effort for us to go to God, to leave sin, to leave home behind? How often we become at home in our sins? Yes, it's hard to come out of Tyre and Sidon. But when we do it, when we start to leave, we find that Jesus is also coming toward us. A Christian writer of the last century said that one of the greatest desires of the human heart is to be desired by the one we desire. To be desired by the one we desire. Jesus clearly desires us. He comes to us. But how much do we desire God? Can we really say that we have the faith of this Canaanite woman that desires God so much? Final thought here. What ultimately drives this woman to come out? Why does she, of all people, leave Tyre and Sidon? After all, we read later in Scripture that it sounds like most of Tyre and Sidon don't repent. Why this one woman? What is it that drives her out? Well, we see that it's her daughter. It's ultimately a crisis. Her daughter is sick, tormented by a demon. Lots of people were just staying in Tyre, but she's stretched. She doesn't know what else to do. Where should she go? She'll even go to a rabbi of this Israelite people who the Gentiles didn't like any better than the Jews liked them. But this crisis has driven her to seek even beyond her comfort zone. I think sometimes God does that in our life. Not that he would ever inflict anything harmful on us, but sometimes God allows a crisis, I think, because it causes us to understand that I can't do it. An illness in the family, like this woman's daughter, death, loss of a job, struggles in school, relationships, all these crisis kind of moments give us two options. We can withdraw in self-pity, or we can go out of ourselves and seek Jesus. And yes, at first, we may pray and pray and pray, "God, help me," and it may seem like Jesus says nothing. Persist. Allow God to increase that desire. Keep at it. Come back. Jesus, help me. Please help me. Notice that a crisis can increase our desire and drive us to Jesus. It may be the very thing we need to leave Tyre and Sidon behind. So today, as we look at this great example of faith of the Canaanite woman, let us allow our desire for God to be increased. Let us come out of the darkness of Tyre and Sidon, our sins, where we might be comfortable, and seek out Jesus, to desire him with all our heart. If we do that, we will find the great joy to know that God also desires us, that Jesus comes to meet us. In the Eucharist today, we bring all our crises, all the struggles, the pains, the sufferings, everything that this woman represents. We bring it to the altar. We run to meet Jesus. And Jesus comes to meet us in this beautiful exchange. As we come to this altar, we pray that God can be said of us, as he says of this woman, "O Christian, great is your faith."